Is the mic on? Episode 62, What's Wrong with Orny Adams? I have a great one for you today. My guest is Bobby Lee. But first, please like, subscribe, share the podcast, write reviews about the podcast. I appreciate all of it. The audio for the podcast is everywhere you get your audio. The videos, the old ones are up on YouTube. The new ones up on Patreon, patreon.com/Orny. I want to thank all the people that support me on Patreon. I want to thank everybody that listens. I appreciate it. I just had a great conversation with Bobby Lee. Bobby is somebody I respect and admire. And we just had a bunch of fun together. And that sounded really dorky. But enjoy my conversation with Bobby Lee.
Did you do one of your rants?
Yeah, I was gonna. Maybe I'll open with a rant. How does that sound? Okay.
I like your rants.
Okay. I mean, I haven't really thought about it, but I just.
Yeah.
I decided I hate good-looking people. I hate hot people. Mm. I want to tax hot people. I think hot people should have to pay more in taxes than people like me, who's average. I'm of average look, so I don't get a lot of free stuff. My content doesn't get as many hits as other people. I'm not getting discounts. People aren't buying me drinks. I had this thought the other day because I was at a party and there was a really gorgeous woman married to a stunning man. And they had a child that was perfect, just a perfect specimen of a human being. And I said, this should not be allowed. And the only way to stop this, like we stop generational wealth, is we tax them. We tax them so they lose their wealth. So now I think we tax good-looking people and we force them to mingle with average-looking people like me and my guest today, very average. Very average. Is that okay to say?
Yeah.
My guest today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just say something? May I say something real quick?
Yes. My guest today.
I know. Let me just say something. Yeah. You're not ugly.
Oh, I'm average.
No, you're not average either. You know what you are? You are, I had to say it, you're Dr. Manhattan.
I don't know what that is.
You're Dr. Manhattan. You're Robert McNamara. There's always somebody that's like, I think is super genius, but it's like odd and people don't want to fuck that person, but you know, they need him around.
I don't know who.
Sit down, relax. Sit down. I don't know what you're doing.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Listen, let me introduce my guest. I'm so excited to have you.
I can't have you control it.
Yes, you can. This is my podcast.
I can't have you
this
control
is
it.
My, I have to control this
I know,
one.
But can I just say, I was already on, because I'm not going to revisit it.
Yes. Yes, you will if I say,
no,
hey.
No, I won't. I'll leave.
You will.
I will totally
You'll
leave.
Just walk
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah. So let me just finish my
I think
thing.
That would be fantastic. It'd be the quickest. My dad said, podcasts are way too long.
We're not doing this because we're friends. We've known each other for way too long.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing it that way. Okay. I just need to finish my thing, right? You're just an odd guy, oddball.
You know what I mean? But why can't I finish my thing?
You're not a fuckable thing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Finish it. But I'm still average.
You're not average. No, that's insane. You are not average. You're like that one guy. Like, who's that guy at the fucking... You're like Lex Friedman, like... He's like a brainiac. He's something, you know what I mean? We don't want to funk him, but,
right.
You know what I mean? We need him to come up with ideas.
Now, why don't people want to sleep with me? Why is that? Let's examine
that. Well, you've slept with girls before, right?
I have, yeah. Can you believe it? My guest today.
How many do you think?
Bobby
in
Lee.
Your lifetime.
Bobby Lee.
How many do you think in your lifetime?
4 or 5. Bobby Lee.
No, be honest.
Bobby Lee, who I admire.
Ballpark.
I admire.
Here's
for
another
his
thing. Here's another thing that you don't. What we're doing today is we're going to be a little bit more honest, and we're going to talk about real things, and we're not going to tiptoe around things that you perceive to be uncomfortable.
Sure, I love it.
Right, I don't think you're.
But this gets me into what I'm trying to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I admire you, Bobby. I admire you for your candor, your lack of inhibition. I love how you show very little restraint. In fact, I love that you're adjusting your junk while I'm saying this. I love that everything just flows out of your mouth. Like, I don't think you think like I think. I think I shouldn't say that. You just let it go. And it's to the benefit of all of us, the listener,
see,
and I respect
not,
you
but that's,
for that.
That's so not fucking true, because the reason why we're friends is when I'm at the improv, right, I always look into the restaurant area where no one's there, and I always know you're going to be there, and I can't wait because I sit down with you, and you have the same kind of candor that I have.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're neurotic. Mm-hmm. You're so fucked up. You're so sad the way you think about certain things.
Not sad.
Yeah, you are, man.
Not sad.
You're a mess.
No, no.
You're so paranoid and like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, and I relate to all that stuff. Like the whole, the check encounter.
Yeah.
Right? Where you, so we, you know, at the improv, they give you a check, right? And you sign a thing and then they give you cash and then you realized that I made more than
well,
you.
Well, not anymore, but at the time you did.
What do you make now?
I make exactly what you make.
300.
Okay, I don't make exactly what you make, but I'm creeping up.
So you're making 300 a
show. But here's the thing.
See, that in itself, you're afraid to say how much you're making.
Okay, I'm making 200.
I already knew that.
Yeah.
And I knew that you lied.
Didn't lie. I thought you were making 200.
I was making 300.
Okay, but I didn't know that.
You're not going to get 300. Because if you get 300, I'm going to get 400.
No.
I promise you that.
Okay.
There's no way we're going to get paid at the same there.
What? Why do you say that, Bobby?
Just principally,
I should be paid $10,000 based on act, right?
Oh, this is the stuff I wanted to hear.
Okay,
this
good.
Is the stuff that I want you just to talk about.
Right.
Right.
Right. Because if you're going to say on principle of what? On the principle, perhaps you sell more tickets? Is that what your ride is now?
Yeah, because it's like, based on talent, maybe you should get paid more than anyone on planet Earth. But that's not the real world that we live in.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
You know, I probably acted more in more things than you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I have more numbers when it comes to my podcasting. I'm not bragging. I think you should have the same numbers, even more. I think you're super talented. That's why
I'm here. I disagree.
That's why I have food poisoning. I had food poisoning, and I just took a fucking flight from the Philippines. I literally just got to the plane like 5 hours ago.
I love you for...
It's a plane. And normally I would never... Even if nobody... I don't know why. Anyone, I would have canceled. But with you, I had to come. I feel like shit.
Okay. Right? Sorry you feel
like... So what I'm saying is that... So what you're... I'm just saying, let's just go back to the improv.
Okay.
I deserve more.
Okay, I disagree.
All right,
I love you. First of all, I'm always closing the show. So I'm going on last. I'm handling the checks. I'm handling a heavier load, and I'm doing a lot more time. But that being said, I think they should pay all of us the same, because a difference between 300 and 200 or 500 or 1,000 does not affect any of our lives. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I want to say is I disagree with you on two things already.
I mean, this is
going
to be...
Three. I know.
Oh, this is going to go on.
Yeah. Three. And I haven't even played the theme. We're deep.
So go ahead.
First, what
don't you agree with?
First.
Yeah.
First, I am not... I do not have the lack of inhibitions that you have when it comes to podcasting or when I know I'm being recorded. You do. I commend you for that. And for that reason, you deserve to have more numbers. When I watch your clips, when they come up like on TikTok, I find you very engaging. I think you're very good at podcasting. Okay. Okay? And I think what makes you really good at podcasting is the fact that you lack that you just say this, that things just come out of your mouth. You don't mind if people know you make $300.
But I feel like, here's the thing. I feel like a little slam is going to come my way.
No. A little.
And before you even say that slam, I want you to reserve it.
No.
And I already know what it's going to be.
What is it?
It's going to be my stand-up isn't that.
No. I love your stand-up.
Or something of that thing. And I would agree with you. But what I'm saying is that I don't want to talk about this the whole time, because I feel like we can talk an hour about this. About, you know what I mean? You're right. We do deserve the same amount of money.
I think they should pay everybody the exact same.
I don't agree with that, though.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I don't agree with that.
Why is that?
Because I think that, you know, Sarah Silverman deserves a little bit more than I do. She's a bigger name. She's a pioneer. I don't know. She's just more. She's not there as often. You know what I mean? So.
But don't you think, like, if I was at whatever level, I would think, you know what? I want all the comics to get the same. For some of these comics on the show, for them to get an extra $100, $200 means a lot. And it.
Okay, you're right. Principally, I guess you're right. And what's the difference? I mean, you're right. All the other clubs don't do it that way. Like, the Comedy Store pays everyone the same. Unless people make special deals in La Jolla,
right.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But
then you're the one selling the ticket. You're headlining. That's completely different. I get that.
Yeah.
But I think like on a show where it's a bunch of us, I mean, at that point, you've made so much money. Like I was at the Improv last night with Sebastian. Okay. What are they paying him? It makes no difference to his bottom line if they paid him $200, $300,
or $10,000. Could be an ego thing, though. Could be an ego thing.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. In fact, I know you're right. I think we should move on from it. I want to talk more about you, your unfuckability.
Okay. All right. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Because
been a mystery to me.
I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat as you are.
You've been in a relationship for several years. Right.
9 years.
Right.
No more. And so here's the deal.
And why won't you admit you're sad about this?
Because I'm not.
Okay.
I mean, sad. I mean, I went through all the feelings that you would go through mm-hmm. in the last couple of years, you know? I'm not sad about it. I'm just like, here's the deal. If I was never going to see her again, but we still live together.
Yeah, that's weird.
It is?
Yeah, of course it is.
Why?
Separate bedrooms, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. But it's still, I can tell you this, having gone through a breakup recently, you got to just cut it off or else it just keeps coming back in a different form.
Not for me.
And you're codependent. I'm codependent
for sure. Yeah. But, I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
What happens? What if she goes out on a date with another guy? What if
she doesn't? We don't do that.
Okay.
Like,
so you're not broken up?
No, we are.
You're taking time off.
I fucked somebody already.
Does she know this?
Yeah.
Is she devastated?
No.
Really?
Yeah, she's fucked somebody already.
How do you feel about that? I mean, it hurts me to hear it.
Yeah, I don't, because I love her. She's my friend, right? And the sexual part of the relationship is gone. I would have to argue it died years ago. And we have businesses together and we have animals together. It's like having kids. Mm-hmm. And I can just look at our relationship and go, you know what? I can make some money with this girl. You know what I mean? And we get along. When I was in the Philippines, I was with her. We had different hotel rooms, right? And then she's like, I'm going to stay for another week because my family's here. I go. I left early. You know what I mean? But him and I, we had created a show together. We shot a pilot out there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just a pilot presentation so I can show people. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to do those things. But I want to go back to why we're not fuckable.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it. It's become weird now. I like it. We're in the same group.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like being in the same group as you.
But
I don't.
But here's the thing.
It makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Because when I go out with women, they think, oh, after the show, they must be lined up for you. And I'm like, no. You should see what's lined up for me. It's not.
Yeah.
It's.
I get it.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me.
It's like background actors from Lord of the Rings or something.
I wish.
You don't even get that.
Some of them are hot. Yeah, the background actors.
Yeah.
A little bit desperate. Why not?
The orcs and stuff.
Why not?
Yeah. Okay. But you,
I'm also, you have to understand, I'm very intense. So when I'm done with my show,
imagine anyone.
I'm in post-show processing mode. So I'm not thinking, I want to go out for drinks. I want to go, go hang out with this woman.
You're a mad scientist. You have the googly eyes and it's like, you're just like, that's what you are. You're eccentric, right?
I love it.
I feel like I'm hurting your feelings.
No.
And I tell this to people all the time. I go, here's how you got fucked, okay? And here's how you got fucked. I think you got fucked out of the gate in this business from that documentary.
But I had already been in the business for about 9 years or so.
I understand that. But just let me fucking finish.
Okay.
A lot of the people that I know that were introduced to Orny Adams was based on that movie. I didn't know you before that.
Bobby's talking about Comedian, the documentary that I was in with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
2001. 2001. 21 years ago. Still talking about it. Still talking about it. I'm still the most controversial part of that doc. I'm still the most talked about part of that documentary. And yet, Bill Cosby is in it. Isn't it time to shift focus to him? Can't he be the villain in Comedian? And executive produced by Harvey Weinstein.
I know.
But Orny Adams, we're still talking about.
I know.
Orny Adams.
I know. It's so interesting to me because that person in that movie is not who you are.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It's
not. It's okay. Not. It's not.
I disagree with you on another thing.
No. It's, well, okay. I'll tell you why. Okay. Right? Is in that movie, it doesn't feel like you have any kind of like empathy. It doesn't feel like you can connect with people, mm-hmm. right? And it does. You don't seem like the nicest guy in the world.
But that's
right. That's not who you are.
Okay.
Let me finish with the. I'm the one that came all the way up here, in the heat, food poisoning, mm-hmm. jet lagged.
Just off.
Right. So don't fucking interrupt me.
Oh.
I want to finish what I have to say. Okay. You're being rude.
You are in fact interrupting me. So I'm interrupting you, interrupting me.
But can I? May I get this last point out?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that. That's not who you are. And I didn't realize that until you and I went to South Africa together. Mm-hmm. When I went to South Africa with you, in fact, you were the reason why I didn't want to do the fucking festival.
What?
Yeah, because I had seen that movie. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to spend time with that guy.
But
let me finish.
Aren't you in show business? Don't you understand what editing is? Don't you understand reality shows? I know, don't you understand they shoot 50 hours of Orny Adams, and then they take the parts to tell a story.
What I'm saying, man, fuck. Can I just finish?
Yeah.
I beg of you. So what I'm and then I went to South Africa with you. I'm like, oh no, this guy. I love this guy. You know what I mean? I relate to him on so many different levels. I think he's a genius on stage. He's a little eccentric, like I am. I like it. I get it. And whenever I've run into you after that, I've always been very excited to see you. I just don't. And my perception of you. Since we're friends now, we have a relationship, it's completely different. And when I look back on that documentary and the way I felt about it, I just don't, it's just, they don't look like the same people to me. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if you were doing like a character in a movie.
And I was, to a point.
I know.
And first, two things. One, first of all, you evolve. You evolve because you see yourself and you see how you're positioned. So that being said, too, I do feel like there was some positioning being done. That made me look a certain way. There was a different edit that sort of made me look better.
Yeah, go on. Was that rude?
I just don't know where you are sometimes.
What I mean.
But I love it.
I'm listening to what the fuck you're saying. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't want the rest of my career to be discussing comedian. I don't. I want to.
This is the first time I've ever potted with you, so I have to say whatever I just said.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
And then we will move on.
Okay.
I will never bring it back up.
So you think that screwed me out? Because here's the deal. I don't know what other comedians are saying about me behind my back.
I believe it fucked you.
Yeah.
I believe it did because that documentary was, in terms of comedy documentaries, I would have to say that's one of the top ones of all time. In terms of people, because it's interesting to see a guy like Seinfeld go back into doing stand-up.
Is it?
We had never seen it before.
Okay.
You know what I mean? A guy of that stature to go back into the clubs and bombing. It's interesting. Right. You know it is.
Okay.
So why would you even ask me that?
Because I don't.
You
I
know
don't,
it is. You I, fucking know.
No, I don't.
You fucking
I disagree
know
with
it,
you. No, I do. Because we're in stand-up comedy, okay? We see this
all
the time.
For the layperson.
Okay, maybe for the layperson. But for us, I don't find it that interesting to some. See
well, to me it was. To me it was.
Okay.
And to me and every comic I know, it was.
Okay.
So I don't know who you hang out with, but I don't want to do this with you. So that's what I'm because I'm me bringing
you
it up.
You are literally punching me in the face
I'm
and
not,
then saying, "Hey, I don't want to do this with
I'm
you."
I'm not
man.
Because,
I don't do this
bro.
With
let
you
me say something.
Yeah.
I've told everyone around me in the last year, especially. I don't know why. I've just been touting your name. I love that guy. That guy's the best. And then people now I can see. In the comedy community, people saying great things about you. We love that guy. That guy's so funny. And I think that there's a resurgence, an Orny Adams resurgence on the way, you know?
Yeah.
And I, you know, people have to, you know, see the brilliance of who you are. Mm-hmm. And that you're a really nice guy. You're a little eccentric. When I say eccentric, I mean that I can see, like, insult. Oh.
Right. Just have to tighten it.
What, this part?
No, right there. Yeah.
Like in,
just tighten.
I don't know how.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty. There you go.
Even in when I'm at the hang out with you at a club,
yeah.
Because I run into you at the store too, and I can see, you know what I mean, your comfort zone, like it's obvious, and how uncomfortable you are. But you're also trying to like be that guy. You know what I mean? And the neuroses and some of your character defects coming out. But you know. Everything that you do, I completely and utterly relate to. Hmm. Because you're just, yeah, I could read you like a board, man. Right. You know what I mean? So let's go back to the women real quick.
Okay.
If you may.
Well, I'd
What's the green stuff?
It's just like a green juice.
You don't offer your guests that?
Would you like some green juice?
I don't want any.
Okay.
But what is it?
It's just a green juice.
I know,
just,
but you made it in your kitchen, or is it pre-made?
Pre-made.
Okay.
Pre-made. Yeah, I don't make.
You know, when you do Tiger Belly, all the drinks, I offer you three drinks, by the way.
Okay.
And they're offered... and everyone, no, but everyone gets the same drinks, even the host.
Okay. Whatever you want. Do you want coffee?
No, that's fine.
You want. I can, my assistant, I think I'll get it. He'll make you whatever you want. He'll go to the store if you want. Whatever you want, Bobby.
It's fine.
I mean, but Tiger Belly is a huge podcast that has tens, if not hundreds of listeners and viewers weekly. Of course you have the budget. You probably have a producer. I have to turn on all these cameras. I have to edit this stuff. We're in a different league in podcasting. Yeah. This is like having Johnny Carson on today.
But what
this is huge.
What I don't understand why. That's why I'm on, because I want to help you.
I love you.
You're just so, you're so interesting to me on every level. I love you so much. Let's go back to pussy, though.
But let's go back to this.
You want to talk about pussy or no?
No, you brought it. I don't want to bring it up. I shouldn't bring it up.
Bring what up?
The Comedy Store. Because if...
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, if you want to...
I know.
If you want to...
I get it.
Here's the thing.
Can I tell you what you're about to say?
Yeah. You're not.
I do.
Okay, what do you think I'm going to say? You were right last time, but let's see if you're right.
I think you're right. I think I'm right about, in terms of, like, why is it that you're not a paid regular at the Comedy Store? Am I in the right ballpark?
Bobby...
Am I in the right ballpark?
They now no longer let me park there when I'm doing a show. I used to pull up. They'd let me park.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I was doing a Sam Tripoli show produced in the main room or the big room, whatever that one is. And they always let me park. They turn me away. I what I'm saying is, one thing I realized when I was in comedian is that I'll never have the full perspective of how the community sees me. Because everybody will lie to your face. Everybody will pretend that it's this or that. I mean, what other comedian do you know where... Comics come up to me, and the first thing they always say is, "I always liked you." What do you mean you always? Who doesn't? Not like, you know, who or doesn't
people
like?
Say, they people open a conversation with you,
yes,
like that.
Well, I always, crazy. Yeah, I always liked you.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, who's saying what? So what? All I want to know is, who banned me from the Comedy Store?
No one banned you from the Comedy Store. And I'm gonna say something that's the most honest thing I could ever say to you, okay, is there was a time back in the late 90s, early 2000s, where the Comedy Store was the club that nobody wanted to play at. Let's be honest,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And the comics that drift, like kind of hung out there and dedicated their lives to that place were guys like me, Sebastian Maniscalco, these types of guys, mm-hmm. You know? And so we all kind of grew up there. Even Whitney Cummings was there all the time, you know, at this shitty club that nobody wanted to play. And there were guys that played the improv, like you. And, you know, there were guys at Dane Cook at the Laugh Factory. They dedicated their lives. Joe Coy, even Johnny Sanchez left the store to go to the Laugh Factory and said, fuck the Comedy Store, right? And then now that it's, you know what I mean, the thing, right? There's a culture there, you know, and the people that hung out there since the early days get precedent.
I get that.
Right.
I totally respect that.
Okay.
And I respect the system of people working at the club, graduating, and getting spots. I get it. Mm. And I agree with you. When that club, it was what they call it, the dark ages of the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
I was afraid to go up there. I thought I was going to get punched.
Yeah.
It looked like people like, you know, I'm not going to name names. We're in the hallway. No, like
you
this.
Should name names. Name names.
Bobby Lee.
No, name
there
a
was
name.
A time.
Name a name.
I'm going to, I'm going to, I'm
That's
telling
your
you.
Problem.
I'm going to
name a fucking name.
I'm not going to name a name.
Well, who's this guy then?
Who do you think?
Joe
who?
Rogan.
No, I've no.
Joe Rogan.
No, I don't.
He just said it here first. No, it's Joe Rogan.
It isn't.
Who's this guy then?
I don't remember that. I don't think they're in the business anymore. But I do remember one time, and it absolutely wasn't Joe Rogan. Uh-huh. I don't think any personal interaction with Joe ever. I've said hi to him, but I don't. He's always been kind to me. I remember one time we were at the Laugh Factory together, and you and I were laughing together, and then I saw you at the store like an hour later, and you wouldn't even say hi to me, like as if...
That's so ridiculous.
Okay, fine. That's what I remember.
That's in your head. That's okay. So crazy. That never happened.
Okay.
That's insane.
Okay. Well, want to talk about insane?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy that you said that. Anyway. Okay.
Yeah, well, let's talk about...
I don't know who this guy was. Let's finish with the store. Here's what I'm working on. Yeah. Because I know you don't like... let me ask you something. Yeah. Is this the most uncomfortable podcast you've done so far?
This, in my opinion, is why you're such a genius when it comes to podcasting. You're a remarkable guest. This, I could talk to you for hours, Bobby.
I know. What I'm saying to you, are the things.
Even though you're trying to control my podcast.
I'm not trying to control the podcast. Well, what I'm saying is that I want to get some of your fears and how you feel about things on the table. So everyone can hear what they are. I'm so interested in that.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you fears. I have a feeling that people don't like me. So why I'm shy or reclusive or off-putting to people at the comedy clubs is I assume you don't like me. Last night, I happened to be walking in right as Sebastian was leaving. And I go, hey. Either he heard me and ignored it, or he didn't hear me and just kept going.
I was concerned.
Running every possibility of what I could have done to upset Sebastian. So it's an insecurity.
Okay. So you know, Sebastian was somebody that I was there the very first time he ever did a show. Mm. I was the host of it. I've known him since the beginning of his career. Him and I have gone all, we've traveled, like you and I in South Africa, him and I went to Israel together and did shows. And the Middle East, we did Dubai, a bunch of shows, way back in the day. Sebastian, I went to his wedding. You know, I mean, he's been to his house many times. He's a friend of mine. And 99.9% of the time, if I see him at a club now, what's up, dude? He'll go, either I don't want to talk right now, from afar, mm-hmm. or he's just beelines into the club and he leaves. Got and it. That's his own... prerogative, you know,
which is fine, but
it's not you.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, it's not you.
Okay. But in my mind, I'm running everything I could have. I'm like,
but you're spending so much time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Basing it's like, you know, you're not a psychic and you're not kinetic and you're not a fortune teller. You don't know why people say and do what they do. And we shouldn't base on our feelings and opinions on an incident that we perceive to be a certain way when we don't even know what the fuck it is.
I know, but that's why I was trying to analyze
it. And what I'm saying to you is like you just, I'm telling you, you're perfect. And I'm telling you, Orny Adams is perfect. I feel like there's a resurgence going on. I've always been.
Based on what?
When people talk, we talk about you now.
Oh.
Your name comes up.
Oh, cool.
In a good way.
Okay, and by the way, thank you. You and Harlan were talking about me on your podcast, and I appreciate it. Did this upset you that I interrupted?
It's not just that. It's just like, I just want you to feel better about yourself, man. It's like, it's enough.
Well, how do you feel about yourself, Bobby? Because you're probably as tortured as me. And maybe this is part of the formula which makes me excel at creating and being a stand-up, which I love.
That's true. But I just want you to fight for, you know, you have every reason. You deserve, what are you looking at?
It's blinking. I didn't know why it was
Why
blinking.
Is it blinking?
I don't know. I don't know why it's blinking. It's still recording. So we're all right.
Okay. Yeah. What I'm saying is you deserve everything that anyone else deserves in this business, okay? And I'm never going to bring up the comedian ever again with you. Ever again.
You can.
No, I don't want to because the thing is this is the first time we've ever podcast together.
Yeah.
Right? So I have to say throw my two cents in.
Yeah.
And then we can move on. I don't talk about Mad TV with people. That was a thing that I did for many years. I don't like when people bring it up because it's like because I don't want to be like you. I don't want to be tied into something that early on in my life. You know, it was an extremely influential. It was a very, it was like college, you know, I learned so much in that. It was a very important time in my life, you know, where I, absorbed how to act, and you know, I walked through a lot of fear and this and that, and then I was so closely like linked to that show for so many years, and I couldn't do other things, and people didn't see me as, you know what I mean, they only saw me as this like this crazy Korean dude that got naked and he did broad things, you know, and he's crazy, you know,
right?
And I just wanted to shake that, you know.
Yeah,
that's not who I am.
No, I get it. That's what the comedian. I don't want it to be my identity. I don't mind discussing if it was a side note, but it's still the biggest talking point. Mm-hmm. If it was, oh, hey, Arnie, you're in this, you know, you're the biggest whatever in the hit film. Oh, but can we just go back a little bit to comedian?
Yeah.
And what? So it's just, but I don't mind talking about it. I hope someday it isn't all we talk about.
Yeah. You have, you know who Amir Kay is?
Yeah, of course.
You like him?
Yes.
He has the same, I don't know if you talk to him about stuff like this.
No.
But he has the same thing that you and I have. It's the same internal dialogue that we have with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny that now, because I'm in therapy and I'm kind of just kind of like looking at my insides, and I can now see myself in other people. I don't see myself in Joe Rogan. I don't see myself in some of these other people, you know? There's only a few people where I look and I go, I know what that is. And I think I know what he's thinking. And I feel more bonded to you and people like you, you know?
I love that.
Can we talk about pussy real quick or no?
Yeah, I was going to talk about that at the end.
Why?
I want to talk about South Africa.
What? Why?
I want to talk about, there are two incidents that I want to talk about.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Bobby and I spent 3 weeks in South Africa.
Because can I be honest about South Africa too?
In a second.
Because you pissed me off. You really pissed me off there.
Bobby
in South Africa. So if you're going to bring up South Africa.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm going to bring up some shit too.
Okay, if you're going to bring up shit, I'm going to bring up real shit. Okay. We spent 3 weeks together in South Africa, in Cape Town, doing shows. It was me. Who else? It was Ian Bagg. It was you. And it was Trevor Noah.
But who else? Kira Stefanovic?
Yeah, of course. Who else? Do you remember? No, who else?
Ryan Stout?
Yeah.
You remember?
Is this the same tour?
Yeah, it's the same tour. Do you remember Ryan Stout?
Yes, of course.
Who was another one? He's a big one.
No one else.
Pablo Francisco?
No, you're combining two different tours.
Pablo Francisco was on it.
No, not with me, he wasn't.
100% he was.
No, he wasn't.
Are you out of your fucking mind? I'll tell you why I know Pablo was on it. Because I remember going to South Africa, and his manager's going, can you keep an eye out on Pablo? Because we don't want him to be drinking. And
I have a question. Did you do this more than once or twice?
I only did the thing one time.
Okay. All right.
And so it was me, you. You know who else was on it? I think Jeff Dunham.
No.
Yeah. Let's move on.
No. Who else? Oh, you know who else was on it?
What?
Eddie Murphy.
He wasn't on
it. Yes, he was. Well, you're out of your mind. Eddie Murphy was on it. So we were there for 3 weeks.
Yeah, those guys were on it. Let's move. I think I did too.
And I had to go.
I did too.
Okay.
You're right. I did too.
Okay.
So let's move on. You're
right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Trevor was on it, though. Go ahead. Let's move on.
Trevor was huge at the time in South Africa, and I had to go on after Trevor, which made no sense to me. But what happened? There was an incident in South Africa where you were mugged.
Mm-hmm.
What's that story?
Well, you know, I walked out of my hotel room. It was like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And I get tackled to the ground. A couple of guys, one guy had his knee on my back, and they stole my wallet and my BlackBerry. And then I ran to you and Ian Bagg, and you guys wouldn't help me.
Is that what you really believe? Mm-hmm. Do you really, in your mind, as if this is the same tour that I was on with Pablo and Jeff Dunham?
You didn't help me.
What? I didn't help you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't help you. Okay. This is. I'm going to play a clip. This is you talking about this on Tom Segura's podcast. Okay, hold on.
I was robbed once in South Africa.
That yeah.
So I was during 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Were you doing that for the festival?
Three. Yeah. I walked out of my hotel room. Two guys tackle me.
Jesus.
One guy has his knee on my back, and the other guy is stealing my wallet and my BlackBerry. Right.
Jayberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I look to my left,
Cape Town,
and I see Ian Bagg and Ori Adams just watching it.
Say my name wrong. Ori Adams?
And I'm literally like this.
Okay. Okay. What's the difference?
That story is not true. Once again, you conflated thought. I
switched the time around.
I was not there. I was at the hotel when you came back and told the story, and you said two guys grabbed your arms, separated you like this, and you thought they were trying to tickle you, and they mugged you. I was at the hotel when this happened. I was nowhere near it.
Right.
So you looked up. So I want you to go on your podcast or Tom Segura's podcast or Joe Rogan's podcast, and I want you to make this right because
I will.
Because you make shit up in your head because you're crazy. You're nuts. You're nuts. Right. You've been caught either in a lie.
Can I finish?
You're either a liar or you just make shit up.
Let me finish what I'm saying. Do you believe, you fucking dim-witted fuckface?
Yes.
All right? That everything that I say on podcast is real?
What?
You think that your stand-up is real?
Yes, it is.
It's not. It's not. You exaggerate.
Are you admitting you lied?
I don't know what happened.
What do you mean you don't know what happened?
Who cares?
I care.
Why?
Because I'm flipping through TikTok
everything
and all of a sudden I see.
Everything I say on podcast is a lie.
I know.
But they're all based in some sort of truth. I say it in a way where it's entertaining for people to listen to.
Well, what's entertaining? I don't have a forum to fight back and go,
There's no, this isn't true.
Okay, are you admitting that I wasn't there?
This is what I really believe that happened.
Yes.
I'm on the ground, knees on my back. I look across the street. I see you and Ian.
No.
Okay, that's in my head. That's how the way it happened.
Beautiful. I'm glad I was there in your worst moment.
And you didn't help me.
And that you've
and
been
that's who Ornie is.
And you're angry at Ian still.
Watching it like that.
Like, they're smiling. Running. They have a smile on their face.
To me, in my memory, it was like
my
this.
Memory.
In my memory.
Yeah.
Push pause.
Yeah. Your memory.
In my memory.
Yeah, your memory.
Second thing. Go ahead. Yeah. I want to move on from that.
Yeah. Your memory.
I'd like to move on from that.
Yeah. No, because you're wrong. No, you're wrong. And you don't like it. And I'm going
to
prove it
right
now. I need
you to be a witness on my podcast. So there's a clip of Bobby Lee on. This is Ian Bagg.
Okay.
Spoke to him on the phone this morning and recorded it. With his permission. Okay. Tom Segura's podcast. And he's talking about South Africa. And do you remember when he was mugged?
Yeah.
Where was he mugged? What town?
He was mugged in Cape Town.
Right. It wasn't Johannesburg, right?
No, it wasn't Johannesburg. It was Cape Town.
I don't think any of us were ever together in Johannesburg.
No. I did Johannesburg with Tom Segura. I did Cape Town with you and Bobby.
Okay. So what is your recollection of Bobby being mugged? What's the story?
I walked into a grocery store kind of close to the hotel, like the store that we'd all go to. And as I walked in, Bobby ran in and he said, "Ian, I just got mugged. I just got mugged. They tried to take my phone and I ran and he was all upset." And I said to him, I said, "Was it black guys?" And he said, "Yeah, we're in fucking South Africa. Of course it was black guys."
So racist. So you were there. You were actually
white people in South Africa.
Okay.
Yeah,
he was there.
I was there right when it happened right afterwards.
But you didn't see it.
I didn't see it happen. No.
Okay. Was I with you?
No, I was by myself.
Okay, he claims, this is what he said on Tom Segura's podcast.
This is driving you nuts.
That he said, I was being...
There's no way to prove it.
I didn't lead the witness. I didn't say, was I there?
There's no way to prove it one way or another in court.
No, I could... Well, I just did.
Why? Because there's one other guy that...
I wasn't there, but why... You must have had such
hatred
to me.
Let's move on from it. Let's move on from it.
Why do we have to move on when I'm right?
You're not right or wrong.
I know I'm right. You can't say my memory. That's what crazy people say.
You have your memory.
You're the type of person that if this ever went to trial, you would defend yourself.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to defend myself.
Do you want to hear more from Ian?
I don't want to hear from
Ian. Because we talk about that incident at the end.
I love
the last night.
He's a good guy.
He does say that.
Let's move on from it. I'd like to move on from it. I'm your guest. Let's move on from it.
Okay.
What's the second thing from South Africa? Because I have some things as well.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have clips?
If you're going to do this.
Do you have clips?
I don't have a clip. But if you're going to do this, let's do it.
We're not doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't a dance.
Let's fucking do it.
No, I'm just clearing the air on this. And then that's
No. Because number one, the truth of it is I was mugged.
Yes, you were.
You know, it was in Cape Town. I agree with it. I don't know. But you're right.
Yeah.
It must have been Cape Town.
Yeah.
And then it was that white hotel that we're at. So it was Cape Town.
And there was like a 7-Eleven type thing across
the
street.
Yes, it was a great, the breakfasts were amazing there. Yes. Were they not?
Yes.
We would wake up purposely to have
We were there at like 3 a.m. waiting for it to open. Yeah, because we were so hungry. Free,
yeah,
only we were jet lagged. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
So that, I heard it.
Yeah.
I don't agree.
How can you not agree with facts?
Sorry. And it's not a fact.
Okay.
And then what's the second thing?
The second thing is that we did 23 shows together. And I think we all struggled because of the cultural differences. Like I was talking about Snuggles. I was talking about fabric softener. And it was only after like 2 weeks I was in the country that I went into like a store and I realized they don't really have, they didn't have fabric softener. They had like one kind of detergent, one kind. And I was talking about, like, I was just out of touch. And I felt like, and maybe, how do you think your shows went there? Let's start by asking that.
Well, I went up first every show.
Right.
So it was hard, but here's the thing about South Africa. Somebody had told me, listen, Asians are third class citizens there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They call you colored.
Yeah,
they
I'm still colored. Have,
yeah,
right. I'm colored in South Africa.
Right.
Right. So I remember I'd have some shows I was like, wow, that was really good. Mm-hmm. And we would do a meet and greet at the end, and nobody that watched the shows would come up to me and go that you were funny. They wouldn't even talk to me.
Wow.
So I felt like some sort of reverse weird racism there. And I was fine with it, but yeah, that's how I felt about it. Why? What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just trying to get these. So
do you have something else queued?
No. Okay. But we did these 23 shows.
You killed it.
Yeah, but I felt like you weren't happy with the way your sets were going. And the final night, you absolutely destroyed. You had the set of the night. It was your time.
Mm-hmm.
You finally conquered that Cape Town, South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do to sabotage it? You decided to get naked.
Naked. Yes. So what you're saying, so what you're saying to me is this: that we had a live band. It was like an orchestra.
It was an orchestra.
It was an orchestra in back of us, right? Yeah. And I decided to be a part of the orchestra.
We had an intermission or something, right?
Yeah, there was and during the intermission, in the second half of the show, the orchestra played.
Yeah.
The curtains, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was drawn. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
And then the trumpet player stood up and they did the trumpet. I had a trumpet on me.
Right.
And I was completely naked.
Yeah. You stood up.
I stood up and I played the trumpet completely naked and it didn't go over well.
They booed.
They booed.
Hated. They
hated.
Went from you being
right.
The greatest.
But I don't care.
I don't blame you.
Number one, I don't care. Number two, good.
I thought it was hysterical. The fact that they turned on you.
They turned on me, yeah. I remember having some conversations afterward, but I don't care.
You shouldn't care. Yeah. I thought that was great.
But how is that a problem? Is that a problem?
No,
with you?
No. I just wanted to talk about it. No, I thought it was great.
Can I talk about some of my things towards you?
Okay, here we go.
Right, here we go.
Yeah, here we go is right.
So, just one thing that you did that kind of bothered me is that were you free? And other people have we talked about it many times during the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Is that you didn't travel with the rest of us to the shows. You had to get your own car.
I think...
Is that not true?
You know what?
Look at me.
I think it might be true.
It is true.
Yeah. And I don't blame you.
And it bothered us because it's like a couple of times we wanted to get something to eat, you know, and there was something about like, no, because the car is now going to pick up Orny.
Okay. Is it? I agree, and I would never do that
now. And
then
we were like, "What the fuck? Why does can't Orny travel with us?"
You didn't want to eat the Nando's chicken for the 21st night in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
They gave us the same
food
chicken every because it was sponsored by a chicken company.
There was a couple of instances where we were like, "We need the car, but the car's not here because they're going all the way to the fucking hotel." To pick up Orny when Orny didn't want to travel with us, as if because you're closing the show and you're like, I need my own transportation.
No. First of all, I agree with you. I would be off put by that, and I wouldn't do that at this point in my career. So I agree.
But you did
and
do
I
that.
I apologize.
Okay, and that's all I wanted to hear.
Okay. Second, I think probably it isn't that I didn't want to go over with you or I thought I was better than you guys because I was closing the show. It was I didn't want to sit there for 21 nights in a row for the entire show. I wanted to come in just like when you have spots around town, even probably when you headline. Sometimes you don't show up at the beginning of the show.
Did you want me to, because I had to open the show. So what you're saying with that same logic is...
You should have opened. They should have driven you back.
But they didn't.
And taken me.
No, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I stayed. I opened the show. I stayed the whole fucking night.
Right.
We all did.
You had nothing better to do. And here's the thing, Bobby. Why don't you think about this, Bobby?
Yeah, yeah.
Bobby Lee. Okay?
Because you thought that you were better.
What if it was in my rider?
You thought you were...
What if it was in my rider?
It doesn't matter.
What if it was a contract
that had
my own transportation?
Oh my God.
What if that was the case?
Okay. Just apologize and we can move on from it.
You want two apologies?
But you're just defending yourself.
No, I'm just saying that I'm somewhat embarrassed that I would have done that.
I don't care.
You don't? You just...
Well, I had to say something because you brought up two fucking other incidences.
Oh, there's more clips. Do you see how many buttons I have here,
what?
Bobby?
Of what? About the naked nudity?
No, I thought. I mean, we can play the Ian Bagg thing, but I thought that was.
Yeah.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, you got me. You got me.
Love you.
All right, I love you. But you got me, Oni. What's wrong with a little controversy?
I don't like it.
You're scared.
I am.
It's not.
Yes.
Don't.
I am.
Why? Because you have opinions that are so controversial, but you don't say them.
I know.
And you have opinions about things, about other people. You don't say them. And you're just locked in.
Well, fine. But I've done okay.
But you're...
You're so controversial.
But I'm not controversial. I'm just...
Yes, you are. You're in fights all the time with people.
I love it.
But like all
but
of a sudden...
What is it? How does that hurt? Like it just causes more people to watch your shit.
But, I mean, I was concerned when I heard that Brendan Schaub wanted to punch you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that worries me.
Okay.
Does it? It doesn't worry you?
No. Because it, in this day and age, because of TikTok and social media and all these things, things can be clipped, and they're just interesting, right? It's like, it's not like I purposely start beefs with people, but if they come up, I don't shy away from them because it's how I feel, you know? Why would I?
But why not keep it in?
I don't want to.
But, okay.
Because if somebody hurts me, right, on a personal level, like Brendan did... Right, I have to talk about it because we're both in the public eye, right? And it was hashed out online.
Okay, so if you see him like at the Comedy Store, do you have to look the other way?
Say hi to him. Okay. In fact, I went to a wedding and I saw him at the wedding. The wedding was in Santa Barbara, and we were in a line to get coffee, and I just saw him. I'm like, I looked at him. I go, "What are you getting?" And he goes, "Oh, this is what I'm getting." I go, "Oh, is it hot?" So the ice, you know, we did a little banter.
Yeah.
And we just moved on. We never talked after that. Then I saw him at the store a week ago, a couple before I went to the Philippines, and I said hi. But yeah, that relationship is over.
Oh, it is.
But I can be polite and amicable. Yeah.
What did he do? I don't know what he did. I don't. Do I want to know? Like, it feels like in order to be at the top of the comedy podcasting game, you have to have feuds and like a storyline with other podcasts. Am I right? Like, should I?
Well, let me just say it on a bigger scale. The Chris Rock, Will Smith incident with the slapping, right? It just puts them in a different level in terms of, it's a story.
It's interesting.
It's interesting. It was the number one thing that people talked about. It's controversial. People are still talking about it, and then people add on their opinions. It's just the way show business works.
Right.
It's an aspect of it.
Yeah.
And we signed up for it by being entertainers, and I do it on a more street level. I'm not that mainstream. I do it in a culty way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a large group of people in the world that enjoy the drama of the podcasting world. And that's what we do.
So who should I start a feud with?
Well, here's the thing is you have feuds with people.
I do. Who? Who am I beefing with?
I don't know. I just know how you feel about certain people, but you would never say it out loud.
Right.
And even this, if this podcast, I feel like you and I have been combative a little bit on this. Is this the first time you've been combative with somebody?
to the, I knew coming in because we banter a lot, and it's a fun part of our friendship is going back and forth and attacking each other. And you I think you called me a Jew a couple of weeks ago, a filthy Jew or something, and that's funny. That's I'm fine.
You are.
Yeah. I think that's fine. I think that's funny. Yeah. I wish we could go back to those times. Like, let's go back a few minutes where I said that thing where I accidentally stepped on something perhaps controversial.
Mm. Because even before that, your feelings about the Comedy Store, right? And your expression, you know, how you feel about it and how you feel you're not seen and you feel like that you're here, but they treat you like you're here. All those things are relatable things, things that I feel as well. Mm-hmm. But they're things that I feel like you wouldn't normally explore.
I absolutely explore it. What
do you
mean? I do? Yeah, of course. All day I do.
Okay.
I don't have a life. Like, I feel like you have a life.
I don't.
You don't. I know.
Well, you and I mean, I'll just give you an example of, let's go back to the girls. So.
Yeah.
I had a date with a girl tonight, and this is the third time that she's canceled on me.
Oh, I'm good at this. Hold on.
So she goes.
Let me hear it.
Can we reschedule dinner? I woke up severely depressed, and I just can't shake it. It happens, comes and goes. I'm sorry. I just need to feel this, which is fine. I said it's okay. This is the second time I think that's happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other time she was like,
"Do you think it's the thought of going out on a date with you is just depressing?"
But we've hung out before,
yeah,
right? And when we're together, it's fine. But it's like already I'm like. But it's been like, I'm going to give you an example, another example.
I can't, if somebody's down, like the
check
mental
this
health
is, all right,
stuff.
So this is my Tinder.
Okay.
Okay. These are my matches.
What are you doing better on, Tinder, Bumble, or Hinge? So, and also, there is somebody exposing you for lying about your age on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Yeah. You're the most honest person I know besides the story in South Africa. Actually, you're not. You lie all the time on your podcast. I see people calling you out. Why do you lie about your age? We all know you're 42.
I know because I'm 51.
Okay, good.
And the reason why is because when I first got the apps,
yeah,
I was honest about my age, but I was matching with people that were in their 50s, and I wanted to see what it would be like because I play young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I test young.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, how do I get, you know what I mean, 25-year-olds that are fans of mine,
right,
to see my profile. And I figured if I lie about my age, because they already know who I am, so they already know,
yeah,
that I am 51. If you're, because I feel like no one's going to want to go on a date with me.
Well, then
anyway,
put in the pro, because some people do that. Really 51, not 39.
Oh, my thing.
You can put that in the description.
Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
You think I should do that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. Because otherwise, people might think it's a fake profile. Do you verify it? Are you verified? Did you get the
check? On Tinder, I am.
Yeah.
I have the check mark.
So, anyway, this woman's saying?
On Tinder. No, yeah. On Tinder. So, basically, these are all my matches. I always open. First of all, number one, why do I have to open every conversation?
That's just the way it is.
Right. Every conversation I open, hi. Smiley emoji. Smiley emoji. No one responds to me.
Well, because you don't write smiley. Hey, how you. Like, you have to look into their profile and say, oh, they like volleyball. Hey, have you played any good volleyball games lately? Like, you have to show some interest.
So this lady likes to bull ride. So
I see what she looks like. Show me her face.
No, I don't want to do that. But I seriously want to learn how to bull ride. So that was in her thing. And I really do want to learn.
Yeah, okay.
But she never responded to that.
A lot of those are fakes. A lot of them are fakes.
So here we go. Okay, so we got that. And then, so.
Read me actual conversations.
On Hinge is where I
have
had relationships, like started relationships, right?
Yeah.
So let's start with this lady. She goes, I opened up with mysterious you are, right? And she goes, well, I know you a little. You're very funny. Then I do these two things.
Yeah.
No response.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
They have 50 guys they're juggling right now. We just don't stand out. We're average. We're average looking people.
These people work at Target.
Doesn't matter.
You know what I mean?
They're getting hit on by, like, good-looking guys. You ever notice the good-looking guys? They don't discriminate. Hottest. You're the hottest I've ever seen. You're whatever. They just
so
throw
you're,
it out.
Oh, so you're basically what you're saying is I'm fucked.
Yes.
We're both fucked.
Yes, I am. I think you
I think
should.
I think I'm fucked.
You should just write to them. You should first message. Hi, is Orny Adams your favorite comedian too? Question mark. I just want to know if we have anything in common.
Right.
Do you love Orny Adams? Get back to Hinge. Read me a message from there.
All right.
Listen to this. Okay, Bobby, I went out on a date. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have a 7:30 dinner. This is a first date. 7:30 dinner reservation. Okay? At about 6:30, she texts, "Hey, can we move the reservation to 8? Now, I don't know if you know how reservations work.
Uh-huh.
But restaurants aren't just holding extra tables so they can move it around like a game board, right? This screws up the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I call, "Hey, this is embarrassing. We're running a little bit late. Can we do 8? Sure, no problem. I go, "No problem." Okay. I get there at 5 of 8. It's the first date. I said, "My guess is she's not here yet. Do you want me to just wait?" "No, no, we'll seat you." Now I'm in a crowded restaurant, just all dates. I'm sitting alone. Average, Mr. Average, sitting there by himself.
Mm-hmm.
People probably think, "Look at this loser. Stood up. Look at him." Okay. At exactly 8, the waitress comes over. "Hi, can I get you a drink?" And I thought, "Why? You know, where's my date? I want to wait and order with, you know, so we're on the same page." And I said, "She's coming." 8:05, running a few minutes late. I'm already at the table. Okay. I said, "Where are?" "Just pulling up in a few. I'll be there in like 20 minutes. It's now 8. I've now ordered a drink. 8:15, I ordered a drink. 8:30, still not there. Now I order guacamole to just, you know, diffuse the situation.
Yeah.
You know, I'm staggering. The restaurant, I feel like everybody's looking at me.
You're still by yourself.
By myself.
Oh, my God. And I would have left.
I'm embarrassed.
You leave.
I'm embarrassed for the restaurant. She shows up at about 8:35, 8:40. "Oh my God, so sorry." She said, "I'm always late." I said, in my mind, I go, "This is it. We're done." Now, the restaurant is relieved that I didn't get stood up.
Yeah.
The excitement from people that I was looking around and go, you guys thought I was stood up.
Yeah.
But I will never go out with her again just based on that. Just being late.
Really?
Gone.
Really?
Gone.
So how was the date?
It was fun. We had a good time, but
You shouldn't.
I can't get over it.
You
got
to give him another shot.
Okay. Well, since when are you giving dating advice?
I know, but I give people a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's another one. I don't know. I get a lot of this. Women sending me nude photos.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Out of the gate?
Out of the gate. And saying, you know what I mean? "I want you."
Really?
Yeah. Like, literally, "I want you." So then I go, you do some exploring because you don't want them to be a crazy person. Mm-hmm. You figure out, they have a job, they have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You look at, so they live in a house, whatever, right?
Right.
And then when you actually meet them, it's like the opposite. It's like, "No, I want to get to know you."
Huh.
Right. So you open up with nude photo.
Right.
"I want you, but now I have to work at it."
Right. And
it's
always
fucking
the guy.
False advertising.
Yeah. I'm always the one. They go, "You know what? I used to just hook up with guy, but now I want to try something different." I'm always the try something different, take it slow guy.
Yeah, here's another one.
And it's always the women that used to dance on the bars and be a lot of fun, and now they're reformed and unfun. And guess who they're coming to?
What?
Mr. Average looking right here.
Right, right.
Yeah, Mr. Mediocre.
Here's another one, right? I know a guy, and I want to bring his name up, right? But there's a guy that we know. He's a comedian. He gets a lot of girls.
Okay.
Okay?
You don't want to bring his name up?
I don't want to.
Why not? You gave me shit. Say it. Say it.
I can't say
who
his
is this
name.
Guy. Who is this
yeah,
guy?
But you never
say
said,
it.
You never said it.
I don't, because I'm not that brand. You are that brand, but and you told me. Say it. Say it. Mm-mm. You're such a hypocrite.
No, because he personally. If somebody personally says to me, a friend, "Don't bring my name up when it comes to this," I abide by that.
Okay.
There's certain things that my brother, for instance, says. Don't. Can you not talk about this? It hurts my feelings. So I, you know what I mean? I'm not a fucking, narcissistic psychopath.
Okay.
Right? I have relationships.
So who is this guy?
I'm not going to tell you him, but
do I know him?
Yes. And he used to get lots and lots of women, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like one night stands. He broke a lot of people's hearts, right? I know the girls, right, that he broke, right? And they still have feelings for him, right? But they would never date me, a guy that would treat them with respect. It drives me crazy.
Right.
Because they're hot.
They don't want that.
I know they don't.
They want the guy, the bad boy. And you're not a bad boy.
I know.
You're not a bad boy. You can't.
Like, we can. Let's be bad
boys. I've tried.
Wow.
I've tried. I've tried to
be. Look, last night.
Look at your. Put that away. Put it away.
No, but look. Yeah, I'm not gonna show you my dick.
No, but you look like
shaved.
Yeah, but that's not gonna
that's
help.
Bad boy. That's bad boy.
That's not bad boy.
That's not bad boy. That's good boy.
What did I just look at? I look at somebody who just had liposuction. And it's like, there's like levels to your fat.
My point is that that's not good.
No.
Yeah, but I try to do things like grow my hair out. No.
No, I it's like it's either who you're either like somebody that women just want. Women, they want to get to know my brain. They don't want to get to know, you know. It's
so how many times a year do you smash?
Depends, you know. Like I'm a relationship type guy.
I know, but a good year, 5 times, you think?
Oh, am I in a relationship?
No. In general,
I'm very sexual. If I'm in a relationship, I have it's tremendous.
Yeah. But is it? You think that in the years you probably get about 5 or 6? Or
I don't count. But I wouldn't say I'm not a guy that gets. That isn't. I'm not that guy.
Do you? Can I ask a personal question?
I think all of these questions.
Do you wear a condom?
I'm wearing one right now. No, I didn't know where this was going to go.
Because I want to know because it's like I've been I'm single.
You got to wear a condom. You got
the first
be,
time.
You got to be safe
the first time.
Well, I mean, what does it say if they don't wear a condom? Then they. I don't. Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Do you have trouble with condoms?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not fun.
They're not fun. No.
No.
They don't fit great.
Are they falling off?
No, they're not falling off. They're not falling off, but because of the, the roll at the tip of it, at the end of it.
Yeah.
It's like a thick roll.
Yeah. No,
at the end.
I get mine.
Half.
I get mine.
They got to make them half the length for me.
Not for me. There isn't enough.
There's no roll.
Oh, no. The roll doesn't make it to the end. There's like extra room.
That's what I'm saying. So what you're saying is that... There's no circuit, like, what do you call it? Punch up.
No, I have to get like your pants hemmed. I have to.
Are you being real?
I don't. I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
I had another question about you and women, but I
go
totally
ahead. Ask the question.
No, I blanked because I think it's fascinating that you're new to this dating and you're doing dating apps, which is the worst way to meet people because everyone just ghosts everybody. I do them, but I never meet anybody. I'm horrible at the dating apps.
I do match with a. You don't match with a lot? I match with a lot.
Do you really? I don't.
Like in Hinge, I have 12 matches.
But you know what I do?
Yeah.
I'll send a message. If I don't hear back like you didn't, like 2 times, I just delete it.
On the Raya.
Goodbye.
So I'm on,
goodbye.
I'm on Raya, right? Check this, Raya. Are what you on Raya?
That's for the... No, I'm not good looking enough. They sent me a thing that said not hot enough, not enough credits.
So my Raya message, right? Mm-hmm. It's like this person. This person is a snowboarder from Australia. That's where she lives. I'm never going to see you.
No.
This Why one's are you... from, right, this one's from...
Why don't you change the distance?
Paris, France.
That's not real. That's not happening, Bobby. We're not getting your,
I know.
You know.
No, they do. This girl right here talks to me. We did a conversation, but I guess where she lives. She lives in Taipei City, Taiwan.
But why? You have to set the distance to
In Raya, they don't do that.
They don't do that?
No.
It's the worst app ever. It really is.
So I'm getting hot chicks from all over the world, but I'm never going to fucking go there.
Yeah. How's your local game?
On Raya, nothing. Maybe one.
So which app are you meeting the most women in?
Hinge.
Yeah.
But I'm...
Read me another message. Like a successful. I want to analyze your game.
Okay, I'll just give you an example.
Because this is
one.
Something you can't do on your podcast, right? You couldn't do this in front of your ex.
No, I can't do it with my ex. So
can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
Look at me when I ask you this. I don't think you're looking at me.
No, because I'm trying to find a message that you...
Do you think your podcast has suffered since the breakup?
No, in terms of the quality or numbers?
Quality. I don't care about numbers. I think
there are certain things that people feel about either one of us, and they've basically said, I'm done, right? But I can't control how people feel, and if my podcast suffers from it, it does. I mean, we didn't make any money in the beginning for 3 years, so what do I care? It's just something to do. I think Bad Friends, my other podcast, is where I make most of my money, and that one seems to be doing very well. So, I don't really, I don't, but let's go back to this.
I just thought you guys had a really special banter. that was fun, where she would catch you, you know, in lies or
like this one's on this shit. One is a long conversation. You know,
that was cool. Yeah. So let me see how it starts. Tell me the beginning.
Okay.
This is Bobby reading a Hinge message. Potential woman he could date.
She goes, I can relate to this quick little gesture so much, which is like a meme that I put on there. And I go, my first response to anything is no, but I end up doing it anyway, which is based on the meme. And then
what's the meme?
It's just me shaking my head.
You like, sent a meme of yourself?
No, that's on my profile. On Hinge. No, on Hinge, I have one photo that's like a little, yeah. Not a meme, but like a little live action.
Okay, got it.
Loopy thing.
Okay, got it.
And then she commented on that. So I'm comment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I say, then I don't know if this is, so I go, I've been on the verge of death based on so many of my decisions I'm learning. She goes, my hope is you learn before the next death-based verge, but it takes time. I go, you're wise. And she goes, thanks. You have a cool face, too, because I said you have a cool face. And then it just keeps going. But then at the end of this long thing, she gave me her number, but...
I do this.
All right, go ahead.
I get into, what are the disqualifiers? So I want to know, have you been married? Do you have any kids? Would you date someone who's been married?
Been married, yeah.
Been married. How about kids?
I struggle with that.
How about this?
How long have we gone?
An hour. Hour and 10. How you feeling, all right?
How long are they?
Usually, I would have cut it off already, but I find you fascinating. So we'll do a couple more minutes and we'll call it, right?
I'm fine.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
What do you think? How do you think it's going? You want to judge me?
I honestly, dude, I already knew that you and I we could do it forever.
Yeah.
You and I can talk forever. We can argue forever. I just know that about you. That's why I'm here.
And what's interesting is the beginning had this certain energy, which I think was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was two ballerinas coming out from stage left and right and meeting center stage, and we were having a little ballet.
Yeah.
And then with this, all of a sudden, it just sort of became like a conversation, and I forgot the cameras were rolling. And that's where I want it to be. That's when I know it's a successful podcast. So here's.
I think the beginning was the strong part.
So should we just end it right now? I'll just stop it.
I don't care one way or another. I think people like all of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, here's, and then we'll get off dating. You get a message.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And it's the woman. She says, I've dated a comedian before. You go, what do you think? Uh-oh, do you want to know who it is? Okay. It's somebody you know. What if it's me? Hey, just so you know, I dated Orny Adams. Is that a disqualifier?
No, not for me, no. You know.
It would be for me. I'd have trouble with that. Have trouble with that.
No. It depends on who it is. If it's like, I slept with this person, that's not funny, right? Then I'm like, oh, you don't know anything about comedy, and it's your taste in men.
Right.
And it's also like, there's a lot of guys that are good looking, but they don't have the... you know, the skill level that I think that a comic should be at. And
so it's okay if the person's funny and you respect the person.
Yeah, if it's like, you know what I mean? I used to date Bill Burr. Fuck yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Oh,
that,
really?
That means your tastes are great, you know what I mean? But if it's like, I dated this person, I don't want to, you know, make fun of a comic. But
I can't stand it. Why? I don't know. It's an insecurity.
There's a girl that I dated.
Oh, I know. We wouldn't be into the same woman. I just know.
Oh, no, we are.
I didn't want to tell you, but I dated that snowboarder in Australia, wherever the hell she was. I can't. I'm hung up on that. I get very jealous of a woman's past.
Even one night?
Yeah, I get jealous. Because then...
you got to work through that.
Well, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't.
Because
now I bring her to the comedy club, and she sees you.
But have you noticed this? Like, there's if you look at Sinatra back in the day, right? Stars in the 60s and 70s, right? There's always like one girl that dated like a bunch of guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Celebrities.
Same with the rock stars, right?
Rock stars,
right? George Harrison dated Eric Clapton's girlfriend.
And you always think to yourself, well, you can date anyone. Why would you date the same girl? But then you realize that girl, there's something about her.
Yeah.
Right? That she can navigate our egos.
Uh-huh.
She can navigate our lifestyles, right? She's good in a group. Like, this reason why I loved Kalila, right, is I could take her to any social situation, and I know she can survive.
But therein lies the problem. A problem for me, maybe not a problem for Bobby Lee, okay? You've now brought her into your world. What if she starts dating another comedian?
Well, we because we have an open like dialogue between her and I tell her what my boundaries are. I said, you can't date. She go, and we were both agreed, you can't date a comedian that I know.
But what if just love happens? If it just, she walks in.
If it happens, that's another discussion that we might have, mm-hmm. right? But, you know, that's just where I draw the line now. And she has said, like, don't date any of my friends, right? Now, if it so happens that I fall in love with her, one of her friends eventually in time,
right.
then we'll have that discussion. But you got to throw out boundaries, okay. you know? But what I'm saying is that I brought a girl into, I don't want to say her name, but I brought a girl into a situation where there was a bunch of, like, agents and comedians, high level.
Right.
And she was annoying as fuck.
Oh, boy.
And she didn't know, she was adding jokes and situations like, yeah, bro, yeah. this is... Hey, girl, this is high-level shit. Shut yeah. your fucking mouth.
Oh, whoa.
I said that in my head.
Okay, good.
Right?
Good.
And I went, oh, this is a girl that I can't take anywhere because she just doesn't know how to do it.
This is Kalila?
No, oh, I'm just saying different. This other girl yeah, that okay, I, yeah. you know what I mean? Kalila can do it.
Yeah.
There's only a certain amount of people that can do it.
Right.
Right? So it's like, you know, because of what we do, you know, it's they have to be able to navigate.
Yeah, I agree.
Our lives. And I feel like I have to be able to navigate their lives. Like, you know, sometimes you date a girl that works a regular job and she has regular fan friends. And I've done that in my career. Mm-hmm. Remember in South Africa, yeah. I dated Christine. Remember?
Yeah.
She was an accountant, but she was great in social situations. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I was able to, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, navigate her life as well,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Anyway, what happened?
Really good to see you.
Yeah, it was great to see you. What happened to that woman you were going to bring to New York? Did that happen?
Yeah.
Did you separate rooms or same room?
Same room.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't a problem?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I want to ask you one more question before we do this. And if you could put your phone down, it would certainly help my confidence. Do you love doing stand-up comedy?
Mm-mm. I have to learn how to... Here's the deal. I write a lot. I just don't try a lot. I'm scared. And I feel like what I'm doing on stage isn't who I am. And I just know that I can be better. I can crush and I can play anywhere, but I'm not growing and it's really frustrating. And I look at you and I'm so admirable about you because you can sit there at an improv, write a joke and try it on stage. And I just get scared because I don't want to fail.
But why is that? You're in your other aspects of your life, with your podcast, you're the complete opposite.
It's an anomaly. Yeah, it's weird. And but I've done it in my life before. Obviously, the act that I have are stuff I wrote. But it's like, you know, there's spurts in my life where I'm like, I have to try. You know what I mean?
But what's the worst thing? What if you got up there and it just went flat and it died? Who cares?
I know.
Who cares?
And I got to get there.
So isn't it interesting that I don't have that fear? And I love it. I love the risk taking on stage, but I have the fear off stage of doing a podcast. I have the fear of controversy. Like, it's just interesting.
It's interesting, but I want to, and maybe we can help each other.
I'd love to, because I want to get you there. I
want
to help you.
I want you to help me.
I'd love to help you with your
stand-up. Because I'm so scared. I'm scared.
Why?
I'll try it like a new joke, and if it doesn't work, I'll just go right back into my act.
But there's a way to write it so it can't fail. And there's a way to write it so you can transition into something else. There's like... there are like stop things. You can prevent this from happening. I can show you the tricks.
Yeah.
I can show you the tricks so you'll feel comfortable.
It's so funny that I even at 30 years of doing it, I still need to learn it.
Thank God. How boring would stand up be if we felt we had mastered it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every single time I get on stage, including last night, I learned something. And I took risks last night and some of them didn't pay off. And it feels like shit. And you go, God, I wish I could go back. Why did I do that? And did I do it because I wanted to sabotage myself? Am I testing it? Am I testing the audience? But that's what I love about stand-up. I love that.
It's so hard. It really is the most difficult thing I've ever done. And it's like going up on stage and performing is not the thing. It's like growing and like... And talk and being more real. And it's like my act is all about shock and these hard switches. And just like being crazy. But that's not essentially who I am. There are things that I want to talk about on stage that have nothing to do with what the image or the thing that I was trying to portray before. I want to be more real. I don't think I'm who I am supposed to be on stage.
Well, do,
and
do
I want
to
learn.
Do this. You know how like you're a genius with marketing, with your podcast. You understand there has to be controversy. I don't think in those terms. I don't think on stage is this a marketable bit. I just do what flows out of me.
Mm.
And I think you should do that.
I think so too.
You should adopt that. I think you'd be brilliant at that.
Yeah.
I want to thank my guest, Bobby Lee. Listen to this. Listen to this theme song.
Yeah.
Who is it? Just episode 62. What's wrong with Orny Adams? Thinking of our funny little friend. Little friend. He's got crazy hair. He's got great big eyes. What's his name, Kev? Orny. That's Kevin Hearn. He's in the Bare Naked Ladies. And that's Harlan Williams. He got Orny Adams.
It's great.
Bobby Lee. I'm so glad we finally
did this.
I'm
going to get you on Tiger Belly as soon as I can.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Episode 62, What's Wrong with Orny Adams? I want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank everyone that listens to this on Spotify and Apple and the people that subscribe on Patreon and then the people who watch the episodes later on YouTube. You can see them there for free. Bobby Lee, Bobby Lee, Bobby Lee. So, I mean, just really generous. Thanks, dude, for coming up.
When you promote it, I'll do it on my end.
It means the world to me because it just, I was anxious to have you up here, and I feel like it worked out. And
great. It was great.
It was great.
I could have been better if I wasn't food poisoning. I'm not tired. So I'd like another shot at it maybe in 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, let's do
it. Another shot at
it. Yeah. And thank you to Ernesto Hurtado, who finalizes everything and gets it up there. Everybody, we'll see you again episode 63.